My first guest in this edition is Dr. Waleed Faris, senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a well-known terrorism and Middle Eastern expert, and he's the author most recently of The Confrontation. Today we want to get his insights as the supreme leader in Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says there will be no new elections, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been justly reelected, and that there will be no more permission for protests in the streets, and that the government will, in fact, crack down if protests in opposition to the outcome of the election continue. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Should we be surprised at the pretty harsh announcement today from the Ayatollah, or were we expecting a little more balanced approach?
No, actually, it was pretty much expected that the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei and his regime, now certainly the Ahmadinejad presidency, the Pasdaran, the Al-Quds force, the Basij militia forces, as pillars of the regime, cannot afford actually accept any recount, any reorganization of the elections, for the simple reason that they realized how strong is the opposition. Had it been only an opposition on bureaucratic grounds, launched by the losing candidates, as was the case in previous elections, they could have made some concessions, but at the end of the day, they cannot now relinquish on Ahmadinejad. Many in the opposition, in the Iranian opposition, in exile and inside the country, the reformists, the most mild form of opposition movements, have called on the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei not to take side, actually to stay in the middle as long as possible, so maybe a solution could be found. But now that he made that statement this morning in Tehran, the expectation is that there is no going back. The regime will proceed in suppressing the dissent. They have several plans, several options. One is to try still to co-opt some of the moderate reformers, and of course to unleash the militia, which, by the way, has been now deployed over the past 24 hours in Tehran and many other cities. And let me add one more point. This also means that the opposition is moving forward, no going back, no turning back. The first reaction was that they are going to be holding a demonstration on Saturday and eventually throughout the next week, which opens now the path for a different landscape in Iran. It's not about the election. It has become about the regime.
And that has been an important point this week because, as we've learned throughout the week, Mousavi is a person who was linked to the original Ayatollah Khomeini and a person who was not exactly a friend of the West by any stretch of the imagination. But what's happened here is an exposition of this regime, as you point out. So how do you expect them to react to these initial protests after the Khamenei statement? Will they crack down immediately? Will they try to show a little bit of patience? Or how do you expect this to play out?
Greg, a couple points. First, there's a lot of arguments that have been injected in the American and Western debate about who are the players. Arguments such as, this is a demonstration in Iran, it doesn't cover all of Iran, which is wrong. Most uprisings begin in the capital in any of the democratic revolutions, Cedars Revolution, Eastern European uprisings, so on and so forth. The second argument, which was mentioned now, is that, well, he, i.e. Mousavi, was also part of the regime. Of course he was part of the regime, in as much as Yeltsin and Gorbachev were members of the Communist Party and then turned against the leadership. So that's what we have now, is a part of the regime broke away, and it's not only Mousavi. You have Rafsanjani, you have Karoubi, you have former members of the Revolutionary Guard turning against the clique of Ahmadinejad, which is more militaristic. And because of that opportunity, the huge following of the anti-regime forces are now connected to the classical reformer opposition. That's why the regime is very nervous about what they are up against, not just piece of the regime, but connection also with the vast opposition. Now, to answer the question quickly, the demonstrators and the organizers of the opposition at this point in time knows very well what's the mechanism. There will be no surprises. The Pasdaran, the secret police, the various other agencies have already been unleashed. But the regime itself, and that's an important point for our listeners to understand, doesn't know in accurate numbers who from these officers are going to really side with the regime fully, and who among them is going to be neutral, and who among them may also side with the dissidents. So the first 24 hours, 72 hours to 1 week of the repression organized by the regime are going to tell us and the world if the oppression is going to be systematic, and it's going to be sufficient to crush the opposition, or is it going to be a long-haul disturbance between the opposition and the regime?
How shocked is the leadership by this reaction, even if they didn't believe that the people would realize that there was a rigging of this election? The fact that it got out is probably not a huge surprise, but the fact that it's caused this type of reaction, is this a much bigger reaction than they suspected could happen?
Yeah, bigger than anything they've seen before. This is of the size of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. So it's for the first time that the regime sees something as strong in terms of popular support as they had in the beginning. That's what makes it very difficult for them to make any concession. Any concession will open up to significant reforms. Any reforms, and we've seen it in different similar cases in Eastern Europe and South Africa or elsewhere in Latin America. If you open up, that's it. The machinery of the public opinion, the push that will come from below will crumble the whole pyramid of power. So their only option. That's why I'm saying that the reformists and the opposition knows exactly what the regime is going to be doing, and most likely they have data we don't have in terms of who is going to be siding with them, and they are pushing forward. The regime is surprised by the size. Any totalitarian regime will always going to be surprised by the size of the opposition, because they always think that eventually they have the popular support because of the money they are spending, because of the jobs they're offering. And when they see this, they know that the time is very dangerous for them.
We're talking with Dr. Waleed Faris. And Dr. Faris, let's flip this around now to the perspective of those demonstrating. Now that they've gone this far, what essentially have they committed to going forward here? You mentioned that there's no turning back at this point, so what do they have to be prepared for?
That's the most dangerous question, warranting the most serious type of answers. Number one, they, more than all of us on the outside, knows who is going to be shifting and swinging towards them and who's not. And we've seen it towards the end of the Soviet Union, how during the coup, the Moscow coup in 1999, in August 1999, how those who were the hardcore, rigid communists wanted to bring back the Soviet Union to the more radical side were not sure as to who the commanders of the various military areas in Russia are going to follow. And it was proven that Yeltsin, who was a former member of the Communist Party, was the one who mobilized most of these commanders, and that's how basically the Soviet Union eventually collapsed. We're not putting comparisons here, but this next week is going to be crucial. Will Mousavi and his supporters, Rafsanjani on the one hand, and the smashing popular majority in Tehran, soon to be in other cities, be able to convince the commanders, the various commanders who are in charge of the military regions of Iran, not to side with the regime and the oppression? That is going to be the game. It's not going to be only the oppressing force and the oppressed. There may be interventions by military officers who are going to say, we don't want to go into a civil war, and that will make the difference. The opposition is ready now to continue the demonstrations and then check the regime. Are you going to suppress these demonstrations or not? And the options are always going to be very difficult. If they don't, the demonstrations will be bigger. If they do, the demonstrations will become violent. So what we see ahead of us is really a dramatic time, plus the fact that the opposition may respond if there will be mass arrests by a general strike. Now, when you talk general strike, that would be a hit against the national economy. That would be the beginning of a disturbance that would only end with one or the other winning.
Just about a minute left here with Dr. Waleed Faris. And Dr. Faris, so there's been a huge debate here in Washington over the past week about what the proper U.S. posture is. Is it to side with those yearning for freedom so that they know that they have support from the most powerful nation in the world? Or is it to essentially stay out of trying to pick sides so that the regime can't use the U.S. as a straw man, basically, to crush the rebellion?
Staying on the, outside the conflict and not taking a stand is what the regime and the propaganda machine of the Iranian regime has been trying to push. There is no debate in Washington. There is a struggle between the pressure groups who have been advising the administration and some members of Congress that eventually we're going to sit down with Ahmadinejad and cut a deal, and therefore if we want to encourage the reformers, we're not going to get to the deal. And those who are, for example, today in Congress, 405 members of the House, 405 have voted for a resolution resolution that would condemn Iranian oppression of their own people. So we can see another push coming and staying. Traditionally, American policies, Republican or Democrats, have always been to stand by the demonstrators, by the reformists, by the those who are expressing their views, regardless of what kind of deal we're going to cut at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, those youth are going to become the future of Iran. So it better be good with the future of Iran now when it's young than siding with the regime, which seems to be in trouble.
And Dr. Faris, as you mentioned, the next few days are going to be very pivotal to see exactly what the demonstrators do and exactly how the regime responds. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, longtime Middle Eastern and terrorism expert. His book is The Confrontation. This is Dateline Washington.